Aaron, what kind of game was that?
I think it was a tough game. We knew it was going to be tough coming up here because Derry's been on a good run. But I think we dug in well, and when we got our chance, we took it. And then the back four and the keeper obviously were excellent. Our back four limited Derry to very little chances and shots, which was good. And it's a clean sheet, so we always say if you keep a clean sheet, you always give yourself a good chance to win the game.
You've joined a very experienced squad.
Oh, they are. The lads have been excellent. I've said before that I noticed straight away whenever I went in that everybody wants to push each other on, and whenever it's time to work, it really is time to work, and people will tell you if you're off it, they'll let you know, and I think you need that to go and do well. But at the same time, it's only a start in the league. There's a long way to go, and we have to continue to push each other each day coming in training. And it has been good so far, and I have realised that.
This is an unrecognisable Derry squad from last season.
No, there's a lot of new players in there, and obviously it took maybe a few games they gel together, but they seem to be coming on well, and they play good football. He's doing a good job, and he definitely has the backing of the fans, because they turned up on their numbers tonight, and it's great for the city. I hope they keep doing well and have a good season.
Greg, disappointing night. You must have felt, at least a point was there.
Yeah, look, we're devastated, but unfortunately we don't have enough time to be too devastated. We have to pick ourselves up and go again. I thought it was a really close game, and I haven't seen anything back yet. I haven't even looked at the goal back, but I know, look, in these big games, playing top teams, you get punished if you make one mistake, and we did tonight. I didn't think they had a lot of chances. I mean, maybe we didn't have that much either, but it was a really close game, and I thought we deserved something from it.
Most of the notes that I wrote down were Derry City efforts, and there was about half a dozen that were decent shots on goal and good passages of play. I mean, you really bossed that first half.
Yeah, look, I think we controlled it and had a good game. It's just so disappointing not to come away with something, and we're really, really dejected. But again, as I say, can't be too dejected. You have to pick ourselves up and go again.
Sitting second on the table, it must be a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I suppose you come in not knowing what the squad was capable of. It's such a new group. So yeah, we're second and we're delighted. I haven't seen the results tonight, but we are delighted to be right up there in the table. And I think that's a credit to the management and the people behind the scenes. Doing such a great job, gelling us all together and going on such a good run.
You've had three very good away wins on the trot.
Yeah, it's been great, and we have another away game to come to down in Waterford. But none of it matters now. We just need to pick ourselves up and go for the next game. That's 3 points lost tonight, and we can only just move on to the next game.
It's a very, very young Derry squad, one of the youngest I've ever seen. You had Liam Coylan during the week talking. What did you take from that?
Yeah, first of all, a young Derry squad, but a very hungry Derry squad, I think, and I think what Decky's trying to instill there is a hunger and desire, and he wants to show what the people of the city and the fans want to see in their team. And I think that's why he's brought in the likes of Liam Coyle to kind of give us a flavour of what it means to the people. And I think that's evident in maybe the tours we've done earlier in the year, and he just wants to instill that kind of culture of the city in our team as much as it is amongst the fans and the club.
Gerard, a huge disappointment tonight. You must have felt a draw was at least the least you deserved.
I think so. I thought we created enough chances. Obviously, we were not clinical enough, but I thought at least a draw, as you said, it would have been fair. But you're not very disappointed. Although they are the leaders and they are quite comfortably up there, but we're very disappointed that we didn't take at least a point.
They're a very experienced team.
Yeah. you can see that. They manage well the when they were under pressure, they manage one player go down, or they couldn't catch the ball, for a throw in, or they take time, or this and that, So, they are a very professional team, but that's what you expect from good teams, But I thought we've done well. I thought we've played a good game, and we've really put them under pressure for long periods of time, so disappointed to not get something out of the game.
Derry have a very young squad, but a game like that must be a great experience.
Oh yeah, I mean, especially with the atmosphere. You know, the atmosphere was fantastic. You know, it was rocking the Brown Eagle, so it was probably also the TV was there for everyone, for the young lads that haven't maybe never played in front of a crowd like this and in front of the TV. But yeah, I mean, it's a new experience, but hopefully they'll get used to it, and you know, we keep hopefully we keep bringing people to the stadium and keep doing well.